everybody jump, 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 jump.
Oh, yeah, here we go. A little Taz and Moose action. This is Taz, no Moose. Moose is out this week. Zach Gelb is in for the Moose. Zach will be here all week. I'll get to Zach in a second. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thank you, everybody, listening to the show right now on CBS Sports Radio, one of our great affiliates, or maybe on SiriusXM Channel 206, the home of CBS Sports Radio, or the SiriusXM app, or the Radio.com app, or the CBS Sports Radio app. A plethora of apps to pull Taz and the Moose into your life. Much appreciated. If you want to call the show, that's a simple process.
Attention, hotline fans.
855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4CBS. Follow the show on Twitter or the Instagram. Our social media team does just an amazing job. That's at Taz and the Moose. That's 1Z on Taz. Zach, how are you, Haas? What's going on?
Taz, doing great. Fun to be here once again with you.
The Open is the longest Open in the history of radio. The first show. The Open is gigantic. You understand that?
I have a pretty large, long Open as well.
Very proud of you. Yeah. I'm sure you're happy with that. You do. Your Open is bigger than that Open?
I do a little live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio in beautiful New York City,
Before we get on with the show, maybe we should... Let's play the intro music again, and that's not the intro. Oh, that is intro music. Yeah, let's play it. So, Zach, do the Taz and the Moose Open with your Open.
Taz and the Moose, coast let's see how to this coast, sounds. Pillar
it's
to
not going to be better than mine.
On CBS
I promise.
Probably not.
There we go. See what you got, Zach.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of beautiful CBS Sports Radio in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome, 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 everybody, to Wednesday morning edition of Taz and the Moose right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow.
The best radio host in the country, Taz to my left. I'm in for Moose. You can hit us up on our toll-free lines, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You could also give me a follow on the good old cesspool of Twitter at Zach Gelb, on Taz's social media as well at Taz and the Moose.
Wow.
And we're doing it all on SiriusXM channel 206, the radio.com application, and also on your local CBS Sports Radio.
I got it enough.
You want me to keep on going?
No, we're
Mikey
good.
B on the other side of the glass. You got Pete the Body Bellotti as well.
So you got all the cliches out of the way, other side of the glass. You got all the radio cliches.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some advice, kid. Get rid of the cliches. No, but otherwise, good job right there. Fair to middling job. No, good job. I'm kidding.
I messed up the beginning a little bit.
It's all right. The mess up is good because it shows it's real. You know, it's not. It's organic. It's not.
You got me nervous.
Yeah, don't get nervous. No, there's no need to get nervous. I understand people are nervous around me, but there's no need for that. No, it was a pretty good job. The thing is, I try to pride myself on every Open's different. I feel like that because otherwise people, then it gets kind of like redundant. Now you basically, because you're a very powerful voice man, okay, if that is good English. So you basically just, you're Open, just it wakes up the roosters, the cows, you know, it's like, oh, I'm attacking. You attack the mic.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes. Well, yes. And yes, so you are Vavoom. We've established that. So yes, but you have no problem with your voice dictation. I will tell you that. A man who does have a problem right now, and it's the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, and that's Andrew Luck, because we don't know what the hell's going on with this guy. I mean, it was a calf strain. Now they're talking about some ankle stuff going on here. You know, it's this is a concern, okay, because he's not going to play. Andrew Luck's not going to play during the whole preseason at all. I personally don't think, and we'll get into the details of this in a second, Zach, I don't think he's going to play probably the first 3 weeks of the regular season. My gut. And if he ends up having surgery on this ankle, because now they're talking some kind of a high ankle sprain and all this stuff, you think he's going to come? You think he'll be back by the start of the season?
I have no confidence whatsoever.
Right.
Because we heard about the shoulder. Oh, he'll be back, he'll be back. And then he missed the entire season back in 2017. So this is definitely concerning. And what makes it concerning is they keep on saying, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And whenever you say something's not a big deal, we all know that it is a big deal.
That's right. Turn your mic on. Pete, turn my mic on, damn it. You know better than that. What is wrong with you?
I got a load of my, raise my standards. Yeah. I like queso.
Anyways, no, that was all my fault. Yeah, so the ankle thing is something of concern. So let's take a listen here. Chris Ballard, GM of the Colts, about Andrew Luck, an update on him.
in March through camp.
Oh, my God.
He was dealing with a calf, and then the little area below his calf, which Andrew kind of referred to as a lower leg, where he was feeling some pain kind of almost in the ankle area. The injury wasn't getting better, and he hadn't been practicing. So in the course of dealing with this calf injury, it appears that now we've got an ankle issue. And he's not practicing right now, so there's enough pain to where he's not practicing. That's what we have to get under control. Once we get that under control, I think we can really move forward. And I think there's no question he had a calf.
I'm laughing.
But the lower part is more of an ankle issue. So that's,
we thought your intro was
control,
long.
We think we can help with the pain.
It's,
can I'm they get laughing. Him a landline, please?
Something. Get him some bass. It was like old treble. I got Pete and the body mayor going, can you please evacuate the building? That's what it sounds like. Please evacuate the building.
So he tells the same jokes to you.
He's only,
that he does
he's only
to
got one level of jokes, Pete. He's very limited. He's so anyway, I digress. So this is a concern because I remember Moose and I talked about it a couple of weeks back, and a lot of people did too. You know, there was a little bit of a parallel to what was going on with Kevin Durant, which ended up being an Achilles, but it started as a calf strain. You know, it's kind of like a similar thing. It's nothing. Let's not, you know, that's kind of what the Warriors were saying, too, if you remember back when during the postseason NBA. And next thing you know, it was like, I didn't play, you know. And then when he played, he got hurt again. But a little different situation, a little different thing going on with the ankle. It's not not an Achilles like KD. It's this issue of this small round bone that sits behind the ankle joint, right? So, and it's funny. I was reading on the Colts. Let me pull this. I'm reading on the Colts website. So it's Ballard. He wanted to clarify that Luck was not found to have an injury from his osteo trigneum. Okay, I was just talking about the small bone behind the ankle, which at one time was believed to be the possibility. See, that's the thing. They're saying it might not be that now, but they thought it was, but they never said that publicly.
Well, because Jim Irsay went on SiriusXM NFL Radio, right, and he was talking about how it's a small little bone, and it was similar to an offensive lineman in the past who had that injury. So everyone was thinking that was the injury, and then Ballard had to clarify it. And it's typical Colts. Let's be vague. It's typical NFL. We're not going to give you a lot of information.
Correct.
And this has been something that's been going on since supposedly April, where he had the left calf strain. And I had a calf strain before, actually, when in my illustrious high school football career.
Right. Don't matter.
I was offensive lineman for the year at Colmack High School.
I didn't think you were slot back.
No.
I didn't play
corner.
Yeah, no, you were not playing. You might have been on a corner store at a deli getting a hero, but that's a whole other story.
About two after 2 days.
Yeah. So maybe that corner you were on.
But I had a calf strain, and didn't take months to fully go away.
I never had a calf. I never, trying to think, in my career, my football career and wrestling career, believe it or not, I don't think I've ever had a lower leg injury, a calf, an ankle, Achilles, none of that. And I wrestled for a lot of years barefoot. Mm-hmm. I played judo when I was younger, so
which
I was barefoot.
Which is surprising that you never
had. Yeah, I never had that. I mean, I have very powerful feet. Okay, Antonio Brown, we'll get to him, of course. We have to. It's a sports radio show. We got to talk about Antonio Brown. Goes without saying.
Men need an aspirin when we do that, by the way.
Yes, Antonio Brown would love to have my feet because my feet are so powerful, and he's got feet issues. He's got, like, little baby feet. He's
Rex
got, like,
Ryan probably likes your feet, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I would kind of want to refrain from that whole thing. Remember, you know, I'm good. So, so the thing is, like, this. You mentioned the word vague, and that's what they've been. It's kind of ambiguous, like what the whole thing is. Like, because I don't think the Colts are trying to be sketchy. I just think they're more concerned, and what's their job, right? They got to try to keep the fire low, right? They don't want the fire to get high from the media. You know, but those of us in the media, we're ready to pounce. We're ready because, you know, we know Andrew Luck, and as great as a player he is, and I'm a fan of the guy's play. I think he's a tremendous quarterback. When he's healthy.
And that's the big if.
That's the big if, I know. And I feel bad whenever an athlete is maybe injury prone or just has no luck, no pun intended, with injuries and stuff.
It's a nice job out of you.
Yeah, I didn't even mean that. It's just that's the talent. It just comes out. But the
natural.
Thing is, natural. Of course, El Natural. The thing is, I feel bad for guys when they get banged up, because especially a guy with this kind of talent, this kind of passion, and he's a pro, he's not going to make a bigger thing out of it. He's going to lay low. But I guarantee you, Andrew Luck is very concerned, and he should be, because I got a funny feeling, Zach, that they're going to open this thing up. They're going to go in there and fix this thing, because if it's this small bone thing that's going on, okay, because that's probably what's that sounds like what it is. It's not a calf. It's not an Achilles. So, and if it's that little round bone that sits behind your joint of your ankle, which is vital, right, for an athlete or someone just to walk, nevertheless, a quarterback trying to get away from a linebacker coming off the edge 100 miles an hour, or a guy who's trying to plant and throw a football, you know, 45 yards or whatever, you know. But it's an odd thing because I was reading it. This bone is in like 5 to 15% of people. So it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
This little extra bone. It sounds comical, but it's not comical. It's a real thing. And it's called osotrigonome. I'm probably saying it wrong.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not either. I just play one on the radio. That's my gimmick. Yeah. So, yeah, but no, but the thing is, though, I do know, okay, in some of my research, that for an athlete, once you have surgery on this thing, if that is the case with Luck, you're looking at potentially 8 to 12 weeks until you're back.
And
that's
the season starts in less than a month.
Yeah. This is a problem. Now, I don't know. I think that's what this thing is. I think they're going to have to go in there and fix this thing. I do. Because, look, he hasn't practiced, what was it, since like March.
I have the whole timeline here if you want it. Because this is how crazy it is.
Well, you have copious notes.
Yeah. Well, actually, I condensed them for you today. I only did 3/4 of a page.
That's more than I've done in 2 years. But go ahead. Because I got to say, Moose and I, we kind of just like...
Yeah, well...
Everybody's different.
I read the stories, and my memory's not that great.
Don't be braggadocious. No one likes someone under 30 that's bragging. That's obnoxious.
No, my memory's not great. I'm not bragging.
You're bragging, okay?
Well, here we go. So, left calf strain.
And by the way, don't you
April.
Have a typewriter, bro? A typewriter. How am I doing?
A typewriter?
Don't you have a...
what is this, 1933?
Word processor?
I don't even think I was alive when there was typewriters.
You have a fax machine, though. They came out wrong.
You got a beeper? Pager?
You have MySpace? No, the thing is...
I know that one.
He goes, a typewriter? What is that? He's 25 years old. What the hell's a typewriter? I meant to say, like, a computer that you could print. You're writing old school.
Yeah.
I didn't know people your age know how to write still.
My handwriting is atrocious, but I can read it.
Well, give us the timeline, please.
So,
I'm waiting.
Left calf strain in April.
Yeah.
Then in May, was not present for the OTAs. That's when they first acknowledged that it was a calf injury. That's how they classified it. Then in June, Frank Reich says, not concerned at all. It's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. July, limited. Finally does practice a little bit. And then they find out that he suffered a setback. And then we get into August where it's the small little bone issue. Ballard saying it's the ankle injury high in the
calf. High ankle sprain type thing. Yeah.
But also above the Achilles tendon. And then Schefter also reported yesterday, the Colts say that that Andrew Luck's going to miss the preseason. So that's the whole timeline. And for a calf strain, and now it doesn't look like it's a calf strain, the Colts don't get the benefit of the doubt here, even though there's a lot of positive momentum with this organization, with what they were able to do last year, and there's high expectations this year, because of this player's past. And you bring up how unfortunate it is. It is unfortunate, because I never get fans that want to root for injuries. I think it's disgusting and appalling.
Yeah.
And you see with Andrew Luck, this may be a player that we look back on in 5, 6, 7 years and say, man, he was so good, but it was in small doses because he was never able to stay healthy.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but you could be right. I mean,
same thing with Carson Wentz possibly right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's another guy with the knee and stuff like that. I mean, Colts fans got to be a little panicky right now because you're like, they might be getting a steady diet throughout the year of, what's his name, Brissett, right?
He's Jacoby Brissett.
From the Patriots. I mean, I'm telling you, dude, that's going to be a problem.
And the thing is, this is a really good division. So
I know.
If you're not there, let's say Luck misses the first few games of the year, that could really hurt this team. I know.
City, dude.
You have the Texans, you have the Jaguars, the Titans. You could throw a dart on a dartboard, and any of those four teams could really win this division.
Absolutely. It's a strong division for sure, and it definitely – this is a major, major problem. I mean, you know those other teams in the South in that conference are pumped from the Jags to, like you said, Titans, Texans. They got to be fired up because they know this key guy for this really good team, the Colts. He's the cog in the wheel. He's the Tom Brady of the team. He is. When he's healthy. Now, that again, not to get into a Tom Brady thing, but that, and I'm not a Brady fan, as you know, and you are a Patriots fan, but that's the one thing you got to say. As great as Brady is, his body's strong.
He's, one injury.
Right. It's amazing. He's battle-tested, and everybody's seen ad nauseum the photo of him on his, what do you call it, his, on the combine.
On the dog
leash? The combine.
Okay.
Years ago. and he looked like Sorry Sap Jones. He looked like he never worked, lifted a weight in his life on the combine. And you see that guy with no shirt on, sloppy ass guy, and next thing you know, it's like he has this amazing, illustrious career with one injury. Like, it's amazing. Like Brady, like a battle-tested, strong body guy that doesn't look like he has a strong body.
And that's the craziest part, really, of this whole Brady thing, is it's been 2 decades now.
It's unbelievable.
And he's still playing in the longevity of it, and to only suffer one injury that kept you out for the season. I know there's other bumps and bruises along the way, but it's really remarkable. And here's the Colts' first 5 games, by the way. At the Chargers, at Tennessee, the Falcons, the Raiders, then at Kansas City before a bye. You don't have it. It's not an easy schedule.
This is not easy peasy. No, it's going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem. So we'll continue talking about the situation. You know, do you have any confidence in Andrew Luck starting the season at quarterback for the Colts? Give the show a call. 855-212-4227. What's your thoughts on Andrew Luck and the Colts and this ankle? What do you think is going to go down? Like I said, do you have confidence he's going to be starting week one? 855-212-4227. Taz with Zach on Taz and Moose. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So we're rocking along here. I didn't say today's Wednesday, right? Today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
I didn't say hump day. It's in that, like, that's usually like the typical cliche radio thing. Happy hump day! Happy hump day, everyone! I didn't say that, right? So I think I should say it's hump day.
You know what a big thing now is?
I get annoyed with that stuff.
I'm not using the whole hump day thing. Taco Tuesday. I'm a big Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Happy Radio Taco Tuesday. Shut up! CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, listen, great news. It's really, really tremendous news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Yeah, that's right. So we're going to get talking more here, a little bit more about the Colts situation with Andrew Luck, the calf, the extra bone in the ankle, the gimmick Schnabel-Ferman ankle, the joint, the whole this, blah, blah, blah. We'll get into that in a second. But right now, look who just walked in. Oh, man, the man of the hour. The guy himself, my mini golf partner here. Oh, yeah, Brad Heller's in the house. Tobias Heller. Latest sports update. Brad, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Happy hump day, Brad.
Happy hump day. Happy hump day.
Brad, so you saw the video. You saw it on social media. Did you see Lee Mean put the video out of the Pirates Cove, me, hold nine, the whole big thing?
Telling you what, we should team up. We take that place by storm. We dominate.
Baby help. Yeah.
We dominate. Boy, that was the most lukewarm response ever. Yeah.
Taz doesn't like to team up with anybody around here. That's what I learned about Taz.
I get it. You know, you're a lone wolf. I get it. I mean,
he just wants to show up, do the show,
pretty
leave,
much shot
not
me down.
Anybody.
That's really kind of what happens. I just thank you. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's kind of my gimmick. But, yes, you want to do like a tag team golf thing.
I mean, we could just show up and run that place.
You know, well, here's the thing.
The cape won't know what hit it, Taz.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
Zach, you got to get yourself at one point the Cape Cod and play in this at this mini golf place.
It's on my bucket list.
So this whole thing happened on Twitter yesterday where, you know, my guy Lee Mean put out the video of
Mark, right?
And then I can't remember the guy. There's some kind of a miniature golf. Like, I'm going to say this wrong, like not a professional league. There's some kind of a thing on social media. Not on social media. It's a mini golf, like a real legitimate tournament, like big time stuff. Now I'm apparently getting recruited to be in this thing. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm looking around and it's just like.
Crickets.
Yes. I mean.
You're that good?
No. I'm actually not.
Nope.
I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I talk like I'm, you know, like
Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods.
Well, Tiger Woods, yeah, like I'm Bruce Koepka, but you know, but I'm not. I'm not as good as Bruce Koepka. You know, I'm not. I'm not that good. I'm fair to Midland, but I talk. That's the gimmick. You talk like you're the best ever, and then people believe it, especially on radio. Just say it, they believe it.
Yeah, the Pro Mini Golf Masters is in October.
Wow. I wonder.
October. That's a little. Where is it? Because
what do I got? A month and a half to train.
Well, that's a little bit cold if it's in October, unless if it's in Florida.
You wear a hoodie. Pack a lip, you go. What are you going to do?
take down eight beers, let's go.
We're good. You know what I mean?
30 degrees outside, now it's 80.
I mean, what am I going to do? I put a hoodie on?
Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay.
It's only a little warmer. Wow.
You train at the Cape, and then you head down to Myrtle Beach and just dominate.
What? Like you and Connor I, Brad, we'll rent like a little minivan or something. We'll just go from Massachusetts down to South Carolina.
Well, I don't know. Now that you're telling me that
minivan,
your game is
we're
all
flying
talk.
If we're doing this.
We got to bond. We got to talk strategy.
You guys had your moment yesterday where there was great synergy, and I saw the post-game video. Brad was ranting and raving about how great it was to finally connect with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a little...
That
was a little stretch.
Mikey B got me in the heat of the moment, like post-game reaction, like no cool-off period, as they usually allow.
The NCAA?
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
12 minutes to collect your feelings?
Ask me now. I don't know how I'd feel about it.
Well, I would be annoyed if I were you, too, because you come in here trying to be all nice with Taz, and Taz goes, I'm not teaming up with you to play mini golf.
Yeah, well, I kind of said, yeah. Like, when you did mention about teaming up, I'm like... Well, I'm kind of a stud on my own. I mean, like, what do I need to team up with? Why do I got to give you the rub?
But you know what? You just admitted that you're all talk and you're not even that good. So
well,
why
that's
would
part
I team
of
up
my psychology. Oh. I say that, but I don't really Hustle. Mean that. That's it. Hustle Jones. That's it.
Hello.
You know what I mean? That's kind of my thing. Are you going to do this update at any point soon? Or what are we doing?
I'm happy to start it.
Should we just start talking over it now?
No, because I kind of don't like the tone now. Because Zach's right. After the show, you, Mikey B and our video team video you, and you seemed very humbled by your experience on Taz and the Moose.
I was,
and you said that usually it's a horrible experience because it's a tough room. And I know
I didn't use that word horrible, Mikey B.
Well,
is that a shot at Moose? 855-212-4CBS. Give me
it's
your hot
a
take.
Tough room.
No, at times the room does get tough when Moose and I are together. You know,
okay.
Everybody around us, it does happen. It's just the way it goes.
Those are the rules!
But, so, sometimes when Brad is sitting in for Andrew Bogus, he might be in the crosshairs. That's all I'm saying. Can you please do the frickin' update already? Come on!
I'm ready!
Let's go!
All right! The big NFL story, you've been talking about it. Andrew Luck now dealing with a high ankle issue, an injury that was originally considered a calf strain. Here's Colts GM Chris Ballard.
It's something that we think we found it. You hope you found what the cause is. Is there 100% guarantee? No. But we think we have, so we'll move forward and rehab it the way we think we need to rehab it.
Ballard says Luck will not play in the preseason, but we don't know beyond that. Antonio Brown is back at Raiders camp, but still not practicing with the frostbite on his feet. Brown said he is getting better and working towards 100%.
Hold on a second. So Mikey B has some information on the golf course in the Pebble Beach down there. Not Pebble Beach. What's the one in South Carolina? What's not Pebble Beach? It's in California. What's the one in South Carolina?
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach. Oh. Beach, Jones Beach, Myrtle Beach, Gilgo Beach, whatever.
I've played
Long
this.
Beach.
Mikey B was a deer in headlights there. He goes, what part of the map are we talking about right now?
I've never been to Pebble Beach. So we were talking about the mini golf in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I've played at this course before. It is very difficult. Extreme, even for somebody like you, I don't think you could shoot under par.
Now he's taking a shot at the golf.
It is incredibly difficult.
So hold on a second. So you played at the real golf course or the mini golf?
No, the mini golf course.
You've actually played
I've played this course before. I went there with a friend who's a big mini golfer. He wanted to actually check this place out. We're looking at like 10 years ago. It is insane difficult.
I'd love to see you there.
I love when the difficulty factor is.
But we
got to
judge it against Pirates Cove. We got to judge it against Pirates Cove.
That's fair. I mean, that is our
winner.
That's our home course.
He said 20K for the winner.
That's it?
I know, I was just thinking the same thing.
Are we going to hop in a van and drive
for
all the way down to Myrtle
golf,
Beach?
For $20K is a lot of money.
Nah.
Miniature golf we're talking about.
$20,000. I spend that on Uber Eats in a week. Kidding me?
And yes. You don't tip Mikey B?
No.
You're getting ripped off.
Now, we'll get to this later in the show, by the way. Mikey B messed up an order yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that.
To a prominent athlete.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, actually, yes. Yes. Oh, you didn't hear about this? It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Brad, please do the update.
Okay.
Continue.
I'm going to go to baseball.
Is he done yet?
He's not done yet. Giant baby help.
Baseball. Minnesota Twins, they reclaim the top spot in the AL Central.
Run the stretch and the first pitch, a swing and a drive. Left center field, deep in the gap. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Gone. Twins take the lead as Marwin delivers. A go-ahead, two-out, three-run homer. 7-5 Twins!
Corey Provis, Twins Radio. That was the final in Milwaukee. The Twins lead the Indians now by a half game. The Indians losing at home to the Red Sox 7-6. Jackie Bradley Jr. with the go-ahead homer in the 10th. Chris Sale reaching 2,000 career strikeouts faster than any pitcher in Major League history. The story in the NL Central, the Cubs lead on the Cardinals is down to 1. The Cardinals have won 4 straight. They blank the Royals 2-0 behind Jack Flaherty. Cubs lost to the Phillies 4-2. And St. Louis has the lead for the second wild card spot. A game and a half on the Brewers. It is 2 games on the Phillies and the Mets. Mets lost to the Braves in Atlanta 5-3. They also lost All-Star Jeff McNeil to a hamstring injury. The Dodgers hit 6 home runs.
Yeah, I mean,
we're,
still, we're all Mets fans here, and you know, a lot of the United States are Mets fans. Let's be honest.
Nope.
But anyway, what's the level of concern in the room amongst the 5 men here that are all Mets fans, and the 2 behind the proverbial glass with the McNeil hammy?
Hammy's not good.
I know. I'm concerned.
Couple weeks minimum.
Yeah.
See, here's, minimum. Here's my thing. I killed this team in June. I said they were done. They were out of it. It's over. The general manager's a moron. The manager's a moron.
Well, you did the typical hot take.
Well, they brought me back in. So it's kind of really weak if after 2 games I'm going to jump off the bandwagon once again.
I don't think we're jumping off. Just, you know, it's...
The McNeil injury is concerning.
It's concerning, yeah.
He's the heart and soul right now.
And he's an old school baseball player, that 335 average.
He is.
Yeah, it sucks.
It does suck. Right. Well, another hot take machine. Okay, speaking of hot take machines, Pete the Body.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm concerned about a 30. Maybe 35.
You need a new scale.
I'm with you, all you guys. I'm concerned for sure, too. I mean, it's like, he is, like you said, heart and soul. He's definitely, he brings that exuberance. You know what
Don't
I mean?
Worry, though. They'll bring back Kazmatsui to play. Oh.
I was going to say, they're already down, say what you want, they're already down Cano at second base, who was on a hot streak when he got hurt.
He was on a hot streak. And you know, Moose was bashing me a little bit. Not bashing me, teasing me, saying, because I actually liked defensively how Cano was playing. I know he lost some of his range as he got older. I get it. But, I thought he was playing pretty good. I saw him make some good plays. And, you know, I mean, I always loved the player he was. But you're right. So Cano's out. Been out, I should say. And now McNeil. Right. Yeah, it's a little concerning.
And they do have Joe Panik to play second base.
I love Joe Panik. I love that move from San Fran. It was a nice, quiet, good move. And he plays a good second base. And I said this last week on the show, or 2 weeks ago. He's got the best name in sports, Joe Panik. And it was at the K at the end. But it should be a C.
Mets fans will panic.
I've been panicking my whole life as a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. It's part of the gimmick. It's part of the thing. Are we done with the update?
Wait, two more notes.
Two more notes.
We talk about Cano getting hot. In June, he was hitting 226. In July, he was hitting 230.
He had four straight multi. Look at August when he got hurt. So.
Repeat that, Zach. He's
batting 600 in August.
Zach, repeat it. I talked over you.
Yes. All right. June 226, July 230, and then he was getting hot to start. August had two hits, and 3 hits.
Mm. Yeah.
Blind squirrel finds a nut
once in a
while.
How about Wheeler yesterday? He looked like...
He was bad.
Garbage.
12 hits.
Yeah.
Just get me to Stroman.
Yeah.
Syndergaard.
Stroman Jones.
DeGrom.
DeGrom. Yeah. Just don't have DeGrom cover first. I'm still cringing over that over the weekend.
I mean, they are playing the Braves. They're in first place for a reason.
Yeah, no, I know.
Don't use logic on this show.
And they were on the road, you know, in Atlanta, which is
tough. What they do tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't lose faith. It was very hot, though. It's very hot in Georgia. Okay, two more notes.
Dodgers and the Yankees both get into 80 wins. The Dodgers hit 6 home runs. They crushed the Marlins 15-1, including number 39 for Cody Bellinger. The Yankees have beaten the Orioles 15 straight times, 8-3 the final in New York.
All right, great. Well, listen.
Jim Heller.
Okay, Brad, we appreciate it.
Frankie Heller.
Good job, buddy. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll get into talking about, well, what else? Antonio Brown. Hard knock gimmick. Yeah, Antonio Brown, his feet, his helmet. He might have a helmet. He might not have a helmet.
Awful show last night by Hard Knocks.
I didn't see it. Don't spoil it too much. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227 if you want to call the show. Taz and the Moose. Taz is here. Zach sitting in for the Moose. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Anyway, it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/ Ask the Pros and submit your question by listening later in the show where we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service excuse me, at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. You know what I was thinking? You know what we need over here? I don't know why we didn't do this a while ago.
I never know what you're thinking,
by the way. I don't either, but an omelet station.
Oh!
That's a plus right there, an omelet station.
Two big guys from New York, we could agree. Yeah. We'll take an omelet station.
Yeah, we do need an omelet station.
What do you put in your omelet?
I'm kind of simple city. Okay, what I do is I will do a little, if there's diced ham or diced turkey, I will do that.
Interesting.
No veggies, and I'm not heavy on the cheese, but if there's a little Alpine Lace Baby Swiss, I will do that with the ham. Or the, as Pete the Body is making a face like he wants to vomit.
Why, you don't like that? I just want a working water machine close to where we are so I don't have to sprint down the hallway.
Clean bathrooms, too, would be nice.
5 minutes to get water.
A working urinal would be great. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking for an omelet station. I'm looking for like a pasta station over here, like for lunch.
We're at a
like,
wedding or something.
A pasta pesto?
We have a London broil slicer. You have Harris Allen slice us a London broil. You want it thin or thick, Taz? No, Harris, it's good like that.
Darwin Zook with pigs in a blanket.
By the way, the best hors d'oeuvre at any party is pigs in the blanket.
I think you might be right.
This was a big debate in my household. My sister got married in June, and she goes, "This isn't a football tailgate. We're not doing pigs in the blanket." It's the one thing I demanded at the wedding.
I agree with you.
Was pigs in the blanket. I got my
only
wife.
Thing, my man, that would rival that a little bit, a little baby quiches.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
yes.
fine.
Did the okay again. Yeah, little baby quiches. Right. Did the okay. Little baby quiches with a little bit of chives in them, whatever that stuff is. But back to the omelet. When I was younger, I liked the Western omelet. And then as I matured, I didn't. Too much going on with the peppers and the this. I don't want too much. I don't want too much veggies. I'm an egg guy. Okay, I'm a three omelet. I'm a three egg guy for an omelet. Don't give me two eggs. I'm not a little child. I'm a man. Okay.
You ever been to Harold's? Delicatessen in New Jersey?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. No.
They have an omelet. No. It's 16 eggs or so.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's Man vs. Food went there.
Oh, yeah.
The portions are
massive.
Absurd.
Yeah.
A medic went there.
They have a paramedic outside the deli.
They need a forklift to remove me from the restaurant.
I don't want it that big, but I'm just saying, like, when I was on the Cape this past week, I did have some lobster in my omelet because they do some, I'm not kidding. Straight lobster in there with some eggs. Whew, you don't need nothing else in it, really.
Gold flakes.
Yeah.
You can put lobster in anything and I'm all in.
I know. Not shrimp cocktail, Pete. That's the $2 in the little frozen section. Stop and Shop.
You don't like shrimp cocktail?
Stop and Sketch. No, I do like shrimp cocktail, but only from a fancy Dan Rawbaugh. I don't want some jobber shrimp.
That's fair.
I don't want the stuff you buy in a bag in the frozen aisle and you got to run under the cold water in the kitchen sink. Or if the kitchen sink's not working, put it in the bathroom. Run it under the water there.
Under the tub.
It's disgusting.
At damn supermarkets.
I don't
get the rubber ducky out of the way.
It's beneath me. I don't do that stuff. So anyway, yeah, because the supermarket's too much. It's like, you're walking too much. And then you got the car. I've talked a lot about my issues with people in the supermarket and the walking. And I'm a flip-flop guy. And I got to walk that much. I want to sit and relax. I don't want to walk around and deal with a lady running into me with a friggin' shopping cart. It's annoying. So that's my problem with the supermarket.
I like spinach in my omelet, by the way. I know you're not a veggie guy in the omelet, but...
You like spinach? Just straight spinach?
Spinach, feta cheese, little onion, tomato, and then give me some
Greek
bacon.
Style. Okay. Shocking on the baking. Mikey B., you're a food connoisseur and the master of all kinds of deliveries of food. What's your go-to?
I don't like omelets. I hate eggs.
Okay, there you go.
No.
That's killed the
bit. Now I feel good. If I ever order an omelet on Uber Eats, I know Mikey B. won't be eating my omelet.
I've answered this every time. I just don't like eggs.
Don't get upset.
How do you not like eggs? What's wrong with
you? It's annoying. Yeah,
I think I OD'd on them as a kid.
I OD'd on eggs.
The one food I don't eat.
Just
don't
pour like some cheese all over an egg, and you won't even know it's an egg.
I like it in fried rice. You ever have deal with it then.
Oh, that's nice. You ever have deviled eggs?
Oh.
Oh, I love that. Oh.
Eggs Benedict?
Oh, my God. Dude, let me tell you, don't say Eggs Benedict. On vacation, where you had this insane breakfast buffet, Jones, right? And they had these Eggs Benedict, no lie, with lobster in them.
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
Taz, you're killing me.
And there was a little spinach in it. You would have liked it.
Mm.
Spinach, lobster, Canadian goose. What do you call it? The ham? Canadian ham and the egg.
Canadian goose.
Delicious.
Are we talking Grey Goose? What are we talking?
I know. You're pouring vodka all over. And that, what's your go-to on the omelet, Pete?
Everything that has meat. So sausage, ham. No. A little tomato, diced tomato.
Right.
Some peppers, little onions.
Right.
Maybe a cheddar cheese in there. Yeah. I like queso.
Perfect. Okay, got it. I understand. Real quick here. So Antonio Brown, uncomfortable segue. Nowhere to segue from this to that, but it's okay. I don't have to. I just go right into it.
He can't walk to the omelet bar these days.
He cannot walk. There's your segue to the omelet bar. Yeah, so he's got the feet thing going on. It's the topic in sports TV and sports radio that will not go away. Antonio Brown and the Oakland Raiders. And now I didn't see Hard Knocks last night. You did.
I did.
Okay. Don't spoil it for me because I'm going to watch it.
It sucked.
TiVo Jones. Okay.
Wasn't good.
I guess I'm
disappointed.
All right. Can you bury it anymore?
I guess not.
Well, they buried the lead of the show in 30 minutes in. They didn't get to the helmet until 30 minutes in.
Thanks for not spoiling any of it. I appreciate it.
I didn't tell you what they exactly
said.
Just
tell me everything that happened at this point. Don't.
Gruden curses a lot, by the way.
Dude, can you stop? I want to watch it and enjoy. I sit back. I have a doers, and I watch it.
Great goose.
Inside joke. Everybody here.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. You said what? Okay. Yeah, no. So it wasn't that good, huh?
Boring.
Oh, damn. All right.
But nothing's going to be able to top what we saw last year because the Browns let us see everything.
But the Raiders last week with Hard Knocks was good. I liked it.
What was the big memorable moment from last week?
Big memorable. I liked the group.
Minus the safety.
Can I answer the question?
No.
You act like my regular partner here.
Mark Malusis.
Okay, so, yes, the thing I liked last week, actually the open, I liked the promo, the speech cut by Gruden on the players. Fair. I like nightmares. Chucky Jones. I like that. That was a good promo. What else did I like? The kid, what's his name?
Abram.
Jonathan Abram, the safety, mm-hmm. From Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. He stole the show. He had a lot of love on there. The stuff with Antonio Brown I liked. I mean, not the hot air balloon. That was a little silly, but I thought it was good. He gave you some insight, showed you him training, showed a little more serious side of him with the feet and what's going on. Yeah, last week I'm talking about.
I won't ruin this week for you.
Well, you're ready.
Anymore.
I mean, yeah.
If you liked the open last week, the one good thing I'll say is the open this week was actually pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Then after that, it was awful.
All right. All right. No problem. Well, looking forward to it. But anyway, so Antonio Brown, he's still got the feet thing going on. But now.
Circumcised feet, according to him.
Circumcised feet. Okay, that's awkward. But did you hear about Chad Johnson, Ocosingo Jones?
Oh, yes.
He offered to give his Short Air Advantage adult large helmet that he wore in 2010, Chad Johnson, 2010, I should say, if AB tells Gruden to let him play in the slot on third downs. That is tremendous.
Yes.
How funny is that, dude? That's funny.
I'm all in.
Yeah, it's not.
And now we
can
celebrate again with touchdowns. You bring back Ocosingo or Chad Johnson, whatever his name is these days. I'm all in.
I think it'd be great. He's probably in great shape. Guy was never heavy.
Didn't he outrun a horse once?
I think he did.
I think I saw that somewhere.
Dude's a beast mode athlete. I mean, he was really
and a great entertainer too.
Oh, he is. He is. But I thought it was funny when he tweeted that. A bunch of people got into it on Twitter. I didn't see AB. Did he reply to him? He probably didn't.
I don't know if he did.
Yeah. So
they supposedly found the helmet though.
Yeah, they found the helmet, which, I mean, look, I said yesterday, dude, I really believe the whole helmet thing with him. You know, I think it was just to buy him another week of distraction to the feet because the feet are still not right. They're, right? I mean, now he's back at camp yesterday.
They were disgusting looking on Hard Knocks.
Oh, you saw the feet?
They did a close-up on the feet.
Oh, God.
And I'll make another Rex Ryan joke.
Dude, I didn't know. You showed a feet.
Rex Ryan wasn't even interested.
Wait, were you eating something while you were watching this?
Yeah, an omelet.
You like burritos?
No. Oh, God. No, it was 10 o'clock at night, so I wasn't eating anything.
You look like you might eat past 9 p.m., sir. So you might have had a snack or two at 11 p.m.
Yes. Yes. Could be a possibility, a little popcorn.
Popcorn. No, listen, okay, I'm not looking forward that this guy's feet are going to be out there. They show his feet.
Now, I'll tell you.
So he's not lying. There's something going on with his feet.
Early on in the show, they show the feet.
Okay, my wife and I usually watch Hard Knocks together. She's not a romantic moment. Yeah, she's not going to want to watch that.
Don't expect to cuddle up with the wife after seeing
that. No, that's disgusting. Is it a full-blown shot?
Close-up. They go right away. He goes, you guys want to see my feet? He takes the socks off, and then
he just goes, you guys want to see my feet? Okay.
Blisters.
So was it? What was his feet? Describe. Were they swollen? Like, what was it like?
Blisters. It literally looked
his
like
feet
they,
were bleeding, bro.
It was disgusting.
Oh my god,
it was disgusting.
Ah.
Watch, I'm sure they have a picture of it.
I'm trying to find something on it. So, yeah, dude, I don't want to see his feet. What'd you take from the episode? That, his feet? That was it?
Pretty much. There was nothing really going on. There's no personality. It's boring. Other than Gruden cursing up a storm, you think they'd put Tom Cable on the show a little bit more. He once punched someone in the face. That's show true. A little personality, please. It's boring. The whole episode, it was... Oh, where's Antonio Brown? Where's it? Oh, we want 84 back, this and that. Yeah. It was awful episode.
You know what I think that is, dude? I think that's Gruden maybe not wanting to give them
too
much.
He doesn't want to be on the show.
Well, that I front hop believe because he's a ham. But, oh, God. Oh, I see the feet now.
They're the feet.
Oh, that's disgusting.
He's got a huge toe thumb. Underrated there. It's a massive toe.
I mean,
massive
it's 6:50 a.m. Eastern. I got to look at Antonio Brown.
One more.
Oh!
Did the team tweet it out or no?
Yes, the social media team. Let everybody else that's watching and following us on social media get a look at that right there.
The Colts would say nothing's wrong with his feet.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with his feet.
He's fine.
He's got an extra bone in his big toe. That's the problem.
Yes.
Yes.
More strength.
By the way, I still can't get past one line, and this guy, Dodger Blue Jackson, tweeted us, ODing on eggs. That's a new one. How do you OD on eggs, by the way?
Yeah, that's Mikey B. He's got a lot of issues, though. He's
crazy twos, they call it.
So later on, you'll get into the story, Mike, about what happened with Uber Eats delivery, and we'll do the proverbial plug for basketball drives that we have to do every episode.
Yeah, you will.
When Moose is here, does he plug basketball drives as much as I do?
Hello.
No, I probably not.
You ever run into Mark Melusa?
Okay, got it.
No, I don't think so. He may have done it in the past, so I don't want to say.
I was just wondering. Yeah, no, because Moose and I are both trying to support your endeavor,
and it's very much appreciated.
Well, nice guys.
We're good people. This is what we do.
Have you tweeted about his podcast?
Tweeted about it. I mean, in the past, I have not recently because I've been trying to promote my own business. But yeah,
you been a guest?
No, I've been invited, but I need the download numbers to be higher for Mikey B. Right now, they're low. Yeah, I will not be part of anything, Zach, that's minuscule.
Could skyrocket, though, his podcast.
Yes, you could.
Well, no. You understand. My goal is, if I'm a guest on someone's podcast, I want to get over. I don't want to get them over. Blunt Jones.
Well, then that's you're never coming on my podcast. Yeah.
That's probably the problem.
About eight people listen to Mikey B's podcast.
This is why. So if I go on now, I'm going to pop his downloads, and then now I got to do a rev share with him because now I'm going to want money. Pete's face. Like now we got to work out money. You know what I mean?
Then our lawyers have to get involved. Yeah. It's a whole.
So now, you're a little greedy here.
I'm very greedy.
This is your
I'm a pro
poor producer.
I'm
the guy's working Uber
wrestler.
Eats for a living, and you can't throw him a bone?
Nope. No, that's not the way it works.
Nope.
Listen, Mike, how much have I tweeted? I promoted.
You've done a great job, and I'm very thankful for it. You're always welcome.
You're
on
such
the show
a politician.
When
you're ready. Can you fight for your podcast right here, please?
No, but
you gotta find the right people to fight.
See, this is the problem.
You
can't
win
half the story. The thing is, I did promote the hell out of the kid.
Okay. Great job.
Okay, I do it all the time. But the thing is, I can't. I have a certain status. It sounds egotistical, and I don't give a rat's ass.
I understand that.
I can't just go on any Tom, Dick, or Harry's freaking podcast.
Especially Tom.
Okay? I can't do it. Okay? I have a plethora of platforms where my voice is heard. I have a golden voice. People love to hear me talk. Okay? So I can't just go and give that to Mike. It just doesn't work.
And I accept that.
And if that makes me greedy, then I'm greedy. It's fine.
Yes.
That's no problem.
American
you
dream.
Like jam? Okay, we clear? Okay,
good. We got it. Vavoom Jones. We'll continue.
Vavoom Jones. We got the campgrounds coming your way next week. Good. Take you around all the NFL. We're going camping. Mike, we're going camping, Mike.
Giddy up.
S'mores time, baby.
855-212-4227. Taz and Zach. Be right back.